episode 1105, When Everything Goes Wrong.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is everyone doing? You know what? It is Friday, and I'm so excited that it's Friday. This has probably been one of the longest weeks of my life. Oh yeah, it's confession day, and I'm bringing it on full force when everything goes wrong. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I got to give you a few secrets here. I am sitting on the floor with, well, hardly anything around me. You may actually be hearing an echo. Yes, the movers have come and they're gone. But the crazy thing is I still have stuff here. Oh my gosh. Really? When everything goes wrong, oh, it has gone wrong for sure. In fact, I'm not even writing notes or anything for this episode. I'm just talking and coming to you from the heart. The crazy thing is our truck was supposed to have everything packed on it. We have a full semi. They did not get everything on it. On top of that, we had issues with where we're moving to down south. They had some paperwork that wasn't done right, and there were some delays. On top of that, with our move up here, up north, there were some issues with the people who are buying our house. They wanted to come and see it, but then they were frustrated that we were still here. Yet we communicated to them accordingly. What do you do when everything goes wrong? What do you do when your children are sitting there staring you in the face, exhausted? We have these times in our lives where we're just more than overwhelmed. That word is just like so overused. The word over needs to be taken out of it. We're just whelmed up. We just feel like we are so, you know, swollen with all of our emotions. We don't know if we're coming or if we're going. What do you do when everything goes wrong? When your children are looking at you exhausted and they're wanting to sleep? What do you do when you're sitting there having pizza for the fourth night in a row? Okay, maybe not me. I grabbed that rotisserie from Sam's, remember? So I'm eating a little bit of that. But what do you do? Our life is like that, isn't it? We have our ups and downs, these roller coasters, the ebbs and flows of when we come and go. But the thing is you always have to understand there is a brighter side. And I got to tell you, I have been reminding myself of that every single day because I don't know what it is about this move. God is testing me somehow, some way. He's teaching me and testing me. It's the TNT. Oh, it's dynamite in action. And God does it best all the time. For whatever reason, he's trying to get my attention. So I'm sharing with you full out, raw to the bone. My confession here is I have been mad. I have been angry. I've been a little bit boiling. Yes, it has been to the point where one person was standing in front of me, one who I really don't have to do anything with. But the whole idea was is I made a comment. He doesn't know my situation, so his perspective is a little bit different. And all of a sudden, he goes, oh, wait, just 1 minute. And I thought, whoa, let's take a step back. You're standing here talking to me like this on my terms and on my property. What is it that we get so possessive of things? Our children are. Look at their phones. They're more attached to their tablets and their phones than they are to us sometimes. Have you ever asked your child to put down their phone and have a conversation with you? I know it's difficult, isn't it? But sometimes we need to say the tough things out of love, of course. Now, I can't tell you it's always easy. I can't tell you that when everything goes wrong that you're going to have all the right answers because sometimes we don't. We make bad mistakes. We fumble ourselves and we wish we could have a do-over, but you can because that next opportunity, that's your do-over. You don't have to sit there and lay awake in bed wondering, gosh, if I just would have said this, maybe I should go apologize. You know what? Learn from it, move on. Now, yes, in some circumstances, it is appropriate to go and apologize. But really, are you going to go apologize to a stranger that maybe you were just kind of snippet with at the gas station? You probably will never see that person again. However, the next time you're at the gas station and there's somebody there, guess what? You can kill them with kindness. That is your kiss the keep it simple strategy. Kill them with kindness. Something so simple in our world. We're caught up in our technology, but we're forgetting the basics, the foundation. As I was talking to our driver yesterday, he said, you know, when he told me the news, of course, that we can't get into everything on the truck. We're going to have to send a second truck out. And we don't really know what that looks like now, but you got to start making plans. And I thought, I don't own this house after 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. What do I do? So I began making plans, calling my realtor, the people who needed to know, who could actually make a decision. Because when everything goes wrong, you might as well bring the team together. But sometimes even when you have the best team, and I can't say I've always had the best team when it comes to that with my move in some circumstances, and that will be for another episode. But sometimes you have to stop and say, you know what? I got to kill them with kindness. Be kind. Be kind. Be kind. We never know who's on the other side and what's going on with their life. But we can sit here and love on them and be kind. Now, is that real easy for me? No, it's not. Did I say a few things today probably that I shouldn't have? Oh, yes. My moving crew was, oh my gosh, top notch. They came in from Omaha. Yes, they rocked. Willie, Jeremy, and Carmichael, love you guys. You are the best. And the next time you move, or wait, you're not moving. The next time I move, you're going to come and move me. Okay, hopefully that's not going to happen again because I'm getting a little bit old. But you want to have good people on your team, but we always don't get that opportunity, do we? We don't always have that control. And that includes our children and it includes our husband. Yes, they're on our team, but sometimes they get irritated. Sometimes we don't want to deal with them, but sometimes we have no choice. So when everything goes wrong, kill them with kindness. Understand maybe where they're coming from. Some of you might say, well, isn't that giving them a second chance? If you see it that way, then yes. But sometimes we have to switch the perspective and we have to, you know, that light switch that comes on, you know, you walk into your bedroom and it's sitting there. And if you leave it off, everything's dark, right? You don't really necessarily know where everything is. But when you turn on the light, you get a whole different perspective. There's even shadows in different colors because of the, you know, the way the light casts on various things within the room. Sometimes you see a little rainbow. Right now I'm looking and there's kind of like this weird prism thing happening on the wall right now. It's all barren, right? Because we've emptied out everything. I'm probably echoing as I talk to you now. It feels very weird. I feel like I'm in an auditorium and I'm so not. I'm just sitting here in my basement about ready to kiss my home of 7 years goodbye because God has a bigger adventure for us. But when everything goes wrong, what do? Do you go out and you just get mad at them? How much further does that get you? You know, my driver told me, he goes, well, most people wouldn't be like you're doing right now. And I just kind of looked at him and I was quiet. I wanted him to continue his thought. He said, you know, most people get upset. He goes, I get it. They're stressed. He goes, and I know I do this every day. I move people all the time, all over the country. He goes, but really what good does it do to get upset? Sometimes I got to agree that you got to get upset because unfortunately, that's the only way to get the attention that's needed to things. However, we can make a true, genuine, beautiful impact when you kill them with kindness. I want to challenge you today to do that. Be kind to your stranger. That's at that gas station that just cut you off on the highway and you ended up going to the same place and you were just thinking a few words. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe it was your child who was sitting there and they were just having this conversation. And all of a sudden, they spouted something off to you and they were kind of mean about it. And you're like, what did I do? I'm just the mom. I'm sitting here minding my own business. Don't pull that attitude on me. You know what? Sometimes speak softer. Kill them with kindness. It'll get their attention. Your hubby? Yeah. Just go love on him. They don't always do things right. Huh, I know I don't always do things right. If there was one wife in the world that had it all right, well, I don't know. I'd be definitely out of a job. But none of us get it right. But we all can get it right when we kill them with kindness. So as I'm ending my night, actually I'm not because I've got a few more picture boxes to pack. And there's a lot of them. I have a few more things to load in the little trailer that I had to rent because, well, the breathing creatures have to go in a vehicle. They can't go in the trailer. I'm just saying. So yes, so the dog and the cats, they'll all get to be in the truck with me. And we'll have the three youngest and we'll be off on our way down south soon. So if you have a moment, say a prayer for us in our travels. Know that I'm thinking about you. It's hard when you're going through things, isn't it? But one thing that you can do that will change everything and actually will put a smile on your face, go out today and kill them with kindness. Show them that there is someone out there that's different than most people. I promise you, you will impact. You may not know it immediately, but you will see your rewards at the end when all is said and done. I pray that your weekend, I mean, it is a start to the weekend, right? So you might as well begin celebrating. I pray that your weekend is filled with relaxation. Oh, I know I'm looking forward to my bonbons and sitting on a couch. Okay, that's not going to be for like another eternity, but one can dream, right? So enjoy your time together. Enjoy your family and know that I'm thinking about you. You all are just so precious to me. And even in this chaos, during my time and my move, know that you are in my heart and you fill my heart with joy. Many blessings. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.